Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Been a while since we've gotten any tangible movement news on the Texans head coaching front. I guess the most recent thing would be that Jonathan Gannon, that they're trying to set up a second interview with Jonathan Gannon. He would be the first candidate that they have a second interview with. I know they've had two with Josh McCown, but one was last year and one was this year. I mean, like a second interview in this cycle.
And yeah, I think we need to reset for a lot of our listeners, probably. Like, okay, Jonathan Gannon, current Philadelphia Eagles defensive coordinator, is a defensive backs coach before that. These are names that the Texans are interviewing that a lot of people are not familiar with, and that's one of the things that's a little bit, I guess, curious or different so far about the Texans coaching search.
Yeah, that's a good call, Seth. He 1 year as a defensive coordinator for the Eagles. He was a DB coach in Indianapolis for the 3 years before that. He was one of the coaches that was supposed to go there with Josh McDaniels when McDaniels was hired by the Colts and then quit before he even walked in the building there to take the job, and they ended up hiring Frank Reich, who kept Matt Eberflus and Jonathan Gannon and one or two other coaches as well.
I always wondered a little bit, too, because of that McDaniels connection, or is it possible that some of these guys are being interviewed not as – well, Gannon would have to be as a head coach because otherwise – he'd be interviewing for a lateral position.
Correct.
Some of these other guys, I do wonder, like with Josh McCown, it's a head coach interview, but is it actually like, okay, hey, if we hire, let's say we hire a defensive minded head coach, is Josh McCown as an offensive coordinator?
Yes. That I would do. That I would do. I don't want him as a head coach. It's not because I don't think he can be a good head coach. I think this team needs to skew a little bit more conventional this time around instead of doing things that are just wacky off-the-wall stuff. Here's Albert Breer on Jonathan Gannon. Albert Breer, of course, SI.com. He writes the Monday Morning Quarterback column, extensive column each week where he goes through all the things going on around the NFL. Jonathan Gannon got his own section in it this week. Jonathan Gannon has quickly become a name to watch. Word is he knocked his interview with the Texans out of the park. He's also met with the Vikings and Broncos. Despite the Eagles' ups and downs on defense, he's known as a really good scheme coach and leader with a bright future. By the way, he's 39 years old, for those wondering. In that way, there's some similarity. This is Breer talking. There's some similarity to where Mike Tomlin was in 2007 when the Vikings' defense he coordinated may not have warranted such a quick rise, but his head coach qualities were so apparent that he wound up getting his shot. Now, that, of course, was with the Steelers. We recall Nick Caserio, Robert Breer, Nick Caserio, they know each other. Nick Caserio shared that exact same example just about a week and a half ago.
I mean, nobody respects what the Pittsburgh Steelers have done more than myself. And when you look at Coach Tomlin, I mean, you look at the organization, right? Basically three coaches over the course of the Rooney ownership, right? They went from Chuck to Bill to Mike. And when Mike was hired, Mike was a coordinator for 1 year in Minnesota, right? He was 30-something years old, maybe 31 years old, whatever it was. And at the time, I don't think people knew, like, okay, Mike Tomlin is going to be not have a losing season in 15 years. I think the Rooney saw Mike Tomlin and said, you know what? That's our guy. We believe in him. and we're going to give him the runway and the opportunity. And, I mean, look, Mike's as good of a coach, I would say as good of a leader as there is, and forget about sports, probably in, like, organizational behavior. So I have a lot of respect and admiration. And, look, that's the goal.
All right, so that was Caserio. That was at his press conference the day after David Culley was fired, talking about Mike Tomlin. Seth, the Mike Tomlin, I thought at the time when Nick was saying that it was greasing the skids for Jerod Mayo as the head coach here in Houston. Mayo is not interviewed for the job, nor, to our knowledge, been requested an interview, although I guess there's an outside chance they requested, and maybe he just looked at the opportunity and decided to interview for the Raiders and the Broncos jobs instead. I guess that's a possibility, but whatever the case, Jerod Mayo is not interviewed here. But I think it's worth pointing out there are five candidates that have had first interviews here with the Texans. I think four of those five, you could line up and say Caserio might have been greasing the skids for this guy. The only one that I don't think fits the profile that they're talking about here in some way, shape, or form is Brian Flores, who, of course, just spent 3 years as an actual head coach, and I would say a slightly successful, you know, overachieved expectations in Miami. But the other four, Joe Lombardi, an offensive coordinator for just 1 year so far. Other than that, he's been a position coach, OC in Los Angeles. Jonathan Gannon, a DC for just 1 year. Hines Ward, completely unconventional coaching prospect. I don't think he's getting the job, but he's never even been a coordinator at the NFL or college level. And then Josh McCown, who's never coached before. So if the Tomlin anecdote there from Caserio was in a way kind of setting us up for what they might be looking for in a head coach, I would say 80% of the candidates they've interviewed so far at least fit the profile of unconventional, you know, at the very least. Lombardi and Gannon fit it almost to where you could Mad Lib them into the Tomlin story because they're in that same age range and same experience level that Tomlin was.
Yeah, and that's, I guess, these are the unknown things where it makes sense in theory, but it also takes a little bit of skill. If you look at the Steelers, they've done very well with Chuck Knoll, then Bill Cowher, then Mike Tomlin. You hit it out of the park three times in a row. Chuck Knoll might have been I was trying to find some commonalities between those guys, and like Chuck Knoll didn't necessarily have that same personality type that Bill Cowher and Mike Tomlin did. Although I think there's maybe a certain no-nonsense, like old school, like not over-the-top old school, but there's a certain no-nonsense approach that those guys would have. Maybe it kind of like matches the personality of the city that's worked out for them. But I think they were hires that were made much more with the intangibles in mind. So the Steelers were either really good at it or got really lucky at it. The thing that worked especially with Cowher and Tomlin was that it was a personnel-driven organization. By that, I mean the personnel people, the GM, really set the tone for these are the players you're going to get. We expect you to do great things with them. And the coach didn't necessarily have a whole lot of say-so or even maybe necessarily care about it because the Steelers weren't going to pay a ton of money to retain guys or bring in new guys. They just kind of followed a plan. They've veered from it in the last few years a little bit. But I think that's very much more what the Texans are probably thinking.
I'm looking at the Steelers franchise page on Pro Football Reference. Yeah. They were invented in 1933 as the Pittsburgh Pirates. They were actually the Pittsburgh Pirates for their first seven seasons.
It used to be very common back then for the NFL team to try to glean a little bit of the shine off of baseball because baseball was the actual sport, you know, like that people cared about.
Times have changed.
Yeah, intellectual property laws were a little bit different back then too. I don't think you could get away with that anymore now. Your local baseball team would be suing your pants.
Look,
off.
In 70 years, there's going to be this thing called the internet. We want to make sure that we've got the URL for that. They're like, the internet? What?
Yeah,
it's going to be on a thing called a computer. But they had 13 head coaches in their first 36 years of existence until they hired Chuck Knoll in 1969. By the way, one playoff appearance in those first 36 years, the Steelers had.
Yeah, the Rooneys were. Which was it? Was it Art Rooney the first or Dan Rooney the first? The first owner of the
Art was the one who used to chomp on cigars.
Old guy. He was the founder of the Steelers was a Rooney, who I'm embarrassed to. I can't remember which one, but they were like he was a professional gambler. It was Art Rooney. He was the professional gambler who just much like Mara was in New York, who kind of like has started a football team because it seemed like it would be a fun thing to do. And they'd go out and they'd grab guys off of like the sand lot at times when they had to, or they'd go grab a bunch of players from like some local steel mill league or something like that. It was a whole different deal. It just wasn't the business that it is now. But yet they were the Steelers especially were kind of a pipsqueak franchise for a long time that had to be bailed out routinely by some of the other teams in the league, but people loved Art Rooney so much that he got away with it. Like they were horribly run, except Art Rooney was just such a hell of a guy that nobody wanted them to fail.
Chuck Knoll's first three seasons in Pittsburgh started in 1969. You ready?
Yeah.
1-13, 5-9, 6-8. If this were, and they, by the way, they had, like, in that time, they were drafting all the pieces that would turn into these Super Bowl champs. But if this were 2022, Chuck Knoll would have gotten fired. Like, Chuck Knoll would have been gone after 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Landry was the same way. Like, any of those guys back then, it was a different deal. It was also, I mean, there were real reasons why you couldn't turn it around as quickly, too. There was no free agency.
That's right.
The draft hadn't evolved nearly to what it was now. I mean, they were almost literally just throwing darts at a board sometimes in the draft room.
In a film on some of these guys, probably. Yeah. It was word of mouth.
Yeah, they were going off of like, okay, here's the all Big Ten team. I guess this guy must be pretty good.
This guy told me about some guy named Mean Joe Green. Let's take him. He's mean. Yeah.
With a nickname like that.
he's got to be good. LC Greenwood shows up like, I drafted this guy with yellow shoes? What the hell?
Hey. Who would you rather have as a GM, Bill O'Brien or a power ranking of players based on their nicknames?
Oh, it's nicknames, easy.
Like, if you would just go ahead and pay guys with the best nicknames earned in college, yeah.
I gotta put that team together today. I gotta put together the all nickname squad and see if it would be better than an O'Brien draft.
What happened? Why are nicknames?
Hell no.
Not the deal that they used to be. Like, you go look through the history of baseball, and there are a lot of guys whose, like, main name was their nickname.
Yeah.
And it was, like, and it was a good, funny nickname, like Squeaky or something.
Right.
And, God, people just don't do that anymore.
They don't. And you would think they'd do it more with branding and everything these days.
Yeah, or just in it's so hard to find a URL with your name on it.
Right.
You know, come up with a colorful nickname.
Right.
Or at least a different, just like an actual color, because that's popular with naming websites. MauveSeth.com.
Yeah. MauveSeth.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.